Morning News Express, Rise and Shine, up and at 'em. Good morning. My name is Bob Miller, the morning mayor. His name is Ryan Hedrick. He is the captain. But he did not go up in space. Only one captain did.
Yeah.
And that was Captain James Tiberius Kirk, better known as William Shatner. He went to the final frontier for 11 minutes, right? That's all it took.
Yeah. And it was his comments to Jeff Bezos, by the way, good morning. His comments were interesting. He said, "I never want to let this feeling go." I wonder what he means by that. He was very emotional. 90 years old, reduced to tears, hugging Bezos and just very grateful.
Yeah.
And looked uncertain in that little capsule during his 11-minute trip. But I think that this phenomenon of launching the everyday man and woman into space is catching on.
Yeah, I think so. Here's here's what Bill Shatner had to say.
"Is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what he said. "I hope I never recover from this."
Well, you know, it's funny because you play somebody who you know,
is a superhero.
Gallivanted across the universes and the universe. And basically then, you know, as a human, as a real person, got to do what so many people, you know, dream of doing. So I don't know. I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I'm going to because I don't know if they just, you know, in the capsule they've got like a camera in there. You can watch them be like screaming bloody murder. I don't know. It's kind of cool that he got to do that at the age of 90. I don't know if I could do that.
So you've said multiple times you would not blast off off into space if you had your choice.
Not like that, I don't think so. I think that if I had the opportunity, if life was like a motion picture and you get into one of those little capsules and it just kind of, you know, takes you up to your ship and you get to go on to it, then yes. I have an issue about being strapped into a little box. I'm not big on elevators, and I don't know if I would like to be sitting in a little box and then blasting off. I just don't know if I could. I don't know if my heart could take that.
So you fear for your safety?
Not necessarily my safety, my life.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if I think I could be safe. I just don't know if my ticker could handle something like that. But at 90, maybe. Who knows?
You know, a guy that does not fear for his safety is Alexander Ovechkin, and he put on quite a show in D.C. last night in the Capitals opening night game against the Rangers, Bob.
That's why they call him the Great Eight.
The Great Eight, baby. We have all the details right now in sports.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
At 6:15, Alexander Ovechkin is approaching historic proportions. He's already reached history. He passed Marcel Dion last night for fifth on the NHL goals list when he scored his 731st and 732nd goals in the Capitals' season opening win, 5-1 over the Rangers last night at Capital One Arena. The fallout from John Gruden continues this morning, being dropped from the Madden NFL 22 video game after he resigned as coach of the Raiders this week. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens getting ready for a matchup with the Chargers. Quick turnaround for a team that really had to work hard in a 31-25 victory over the Colts Monday night. Baltimore, a 3-point favorite. Washington hosting Kansas City. They're a 6.5-point underdog. Navy plays Memphis tonight. The Midshipmen are a 10.5-point underdog. In Urbana over Tuscarora. In girls volleyball, 3-0. That's sports at 6:16.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Would you hate to be a kid named Brandon today?
Yes.
You know,
I can't get enough of this.
Name. Let's go, Brandon.
We had to edit out everything else clearly because, we had to.
Yeah, I hear you. Morning News Express rolling right along. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD, Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and
Nate Saunders. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Bob and Ryan.
Good morning,
so,
sir.
Katie Couric has a new book coming out at the end of October. And, you know, 5 years ago, she had Ruth Bader Ginsburg in front of her. At the time, Bader Ginsburg was 82 or 83, I believe. It was an interview that they were doing for Yahoo News, and the whole thing was streamed online. It was a 30-minute sit-down interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. During the course of that interview, she asked Bader Ginsburg about Colin Kaepernick and forgot a couple of things. She omitted, edited, however you want to frame it. She took out the comments of Ruth Bader Ginsburg calling Colin Kaepernick, quote, dumb and disrespectful for kneeling during the national anthem and protesting police brutality, and just conveniently left that out.
Yeah. I want to make sure, did she actually mention Colin Kaepernick? Because the story I'm reading says the anthem protests.
Yeah. The whole line of questioning was about Colin Kaepernick.
Right. And but I just want to make sure that if we're talking about journalistic integrity, that we, you know, because that's
correct. I read the story right.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Just make sure.
Yeah, we just want to get the story.
It was about
right.
Colin Kaepernick and his protests. So,
yes.
I mean, the two go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But calling it dumb and disrespectful, and I'm sure, you know, the liberal Katie Couric sitting there going, well, we can't have that, can we?
Yeah.
I agree with what Colin Kaepernick is doing.
Yeah, so Nate Saunders is out of college. He went to App State. Lots of liberals at App State. Journalistic integrity is not always something that goes hand in hand with college students, because they're obviously not learning journalism. They're learning activism. What was it like on your campus in your journalism classes? What tone did you hear from professors during the course of those classes?
Yeah, most of the students didn't think too much into it. I obviously kind of did, given that I'm more of a libertarian view personally.
Mm-hmm.
More financially libertarian, especially. But anyway, I was a broadcast journalism major, so journalism was a lot of the classes that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, the current structure of journalism courses, you don't actually do much journalism. You just talk about the existence of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these professors would all check the box of saying, you know, don't put your opinion into journalism. Journalism needs to be without your personal bias. They would all say that and then proceed in almost every single assignment to give an opinionated and mostly 99% of the time liberal slanting article for you to do. And if you didn't write in the liberal fashion to the article, you would lose points.
Wow.
It was impossible to get a 100 on an assignment if you wrote in a conservative view. It was impossible.
Bob, sound familiar from our conversations with conservative Katie? Sensing a tone?
Yeah.
Have we established a trend yet?
Yeah. I think the trend will shift, though, because I think what's going to happen is that money talks and you know what walks.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are going to go, look, my kids are not going here. If this is what if indoctrination is more important than education.
Hmm.
And I think that the people will start going, no, we're going to make sure that you go somewhere else that has a little bit more of our value belief system. And, you know, I believe that it shouldn't be slanted either way. It should just be right down. When you're talking journalism, you should be right down the middle, be looking like, look, here are the facts.
Right.
And you should present the facts in a way that gives the reader, the listener, the viewer a right to try to make up their own mind and entice them to get further information.
You're right. And a lot of the issue that I feel like I ran into on the college campus is that a lot of students don't have original ideas. A lot of students listen to what professors say, soak it up, and say this is fact. And so when a professor says, we are being neutral here, this is real journalism, and then proceeds to dock you points if you say anything conservative and give you points when you say something liberal, students start to think, okay, being liberal is being neutral. Being liberal is not having an opinion.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Katie Couric, the veteran journalist who has admitted that in a 2016 interview, she withheld Ruth Bader Ginsburg's harshest comments on kneeling during the national anthem. The editing was done, according to the New York Post, in an effort to, quote, protect the late Supreme Court Justice. Couric wrote in her upcoming book, which will be released October 26th, called Going There, that she felt that Ginsburg, who was 83 at the time of this interview, may not have totally gotten what Couric was asking her. Now she's thinking for her,
right?
And this crosses the line of reporting and gets into activism, which Couric was clearly practicing during this interview with Ginsburg.
Right. Yeah. She was too elderly and probably didn't fully understand the question, which begs the difference is because Ginsburg also went on to say not only was it disrespectful and dumb, mm-hmm. she also went on to say, which they probably could not have lived. Oh, listen, hang on a second. Contempt for the government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life.
Wow.
Ginsburg added, which they probably could not have lived in places they came from as they became older and realized that this was a youthful folly, and that's why education is important.
6:28, Bob. We have to go for traffic, and this story will continue to develop. I don't think we've heard the last of this, and certainly there's evidence out there that journalists operate under the guise of being journalists or actually really activists these days. 6:28.
Was that a mom just screaming for a kid to go because he was looking at the Halloween
candy? Yeah, let's
go,
Brandon.
Come on, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
It's my new toy.
Uh-huh.
Darn it, Nate.
Should be taken away from you.
It should.
Have you heard about the new TikTok trend?
No. There's another one out this morning?
I don't know who starts these horrible things, but it's called, hang on, folks, scalp popping.
Oh, gosh.
This is apparently a new TikTok trend. You have to have fairly long hair to do it, so you and I are out. but basically, someone takes a chunk of your hair,
mm-hmm.
twists it around their finger, and then yanks. But not to the point to rip your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
It's to separate your scalp from your skull.
Sounds painful.
Yes, and there's a popping sound. I'm not even going to watch the video, but I'm just reading the story. And, you know, ignorant teenagers and other idiots think it's great for some reason. The sound is the soft tissue underneath of your skin literally separating from your skull. And you would think doctors say, don't do this. Duh.
Well, yeah, so do untrained radio broadcasters. Yes. We all say, don't do this. If you're thinking right. about this awful, stupid game, please don't. Refrain from it, please.
Right, please, for the love of all things good. And, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
they say because once the scalp is separated from your skull, it can cause bleeding under the scalp. Or, yeah, it could create a sore on your head, too.
So here's the question. Should TikTok be responsible for the outcomes of some of these games that they actually promote? Once something like this goes viral, there's no way to stop it because it's now implanted in the heads of each and every TikTok user that sees this stuff. So what role does TikTok have in
right.
in these games?
Right. And you know that they can take care of this. I know we got to take a break because they do it all the time when it's on other social media platforms, taking certain videos off, taking certain things and not letting certain media or ideas be circulated. So, yes, TikTok in that respect ought to be held accountable, and they should take a video like that and they should take that kind of stuff off. But as you said, once it goes viral, people know about it. All right, 6:45 at WFMD.